Yeah, but I think you think like this. Even if, let's say, the first part is an aveir, right? You get more aveirs and more aveirs every second, right? So the aseh for sure could be the later piece of aveira, right? There's no reason why the aseh, even if, let's say, a guy does something wrong for the beginning, right? But whenever the aseh kicks in, so starting from that point in Weiser, for sure the aseh could be doich of the aveira, right? So he's saying what will happen is...
It's a continuing answer.
Through, like, let's say, for example, something like shatnez, yes, right?
So the kasha of the first
one? So the kasha of the seems to be, but who's doich of the first moment? Like, yeah, I have no aseh.
Just the first moment.
Right, the kasha of the first moment. So Zokter Pshmuel, once the aseh is doich the aveira of the... of the Levisha, then the beginning goes away.
The beginning is not a hasher. So the beginning is not an aveira.
Right. But it is. I mean, but the aveira is a mice. This is the cheshivat se, which I think is extremely stubborn. That the aveira of putting, like, when it's 1 inch off my back, right, and I'm putting this kilayim down, and avada, the aveira of doing that is only if when it hits my shoulder, the aveira is. Then I'm wearing kilayim. But if by the time it hits my shoulder, it's mutter because I have aseh doich aleisay, then the putting on won't be an aveir either. That's what he's saying. I mean, he don't have a right, but I'll be svara.
He's official.
Do you mean or if you're mater, or if let's say somehow you get a hefter, that's what he's saying.
He's getting very close since the 37's own chiddush. Maybe one step removed.
We'll see. Tori Evans, you already ahead.
No. It's a famous thing. Tori Evans says,
Hefsher. But here he's saying that there's no. He's saying that the Avir disappears. Right? If you're Mafir, when it's on you, the Avir putting it on disappears.
The equivalent of not never putting it on.
Of having never completed
it. Right. This is not a normal voice.
Why?
There's so many reasons. I mean, I think of two reasons right away. Number one, when you have a Shabbos, you have Sarah.
Oh, I have the next one.
Oh, thank you.
Let me see where it is, though. Here it is.
Thank you very much.
When you have Nidah Sarah, so you're committing the Aseh, even though there's a Leis Aseh. That's number one, which has nothing to do with this case. You're not committing the Aseh sixes. And second, you even though you're doing... But the aseh is kashering the lois aseh, based on what we're doing. We're saying, since it's an aseh, I mean, let's have this answer again. When you're doing an aseh, and we're allowing you to do the lois aseh, to keep it on, plus it's continuous. That's the second difference. The aseh, the lois aseh, if you took off the aseh, the lois aseh of what you're wearing, the kalah, would always be aser. So, continues the whole time, the aseh doing the lois aseh.
Sure.
I mean, if it's a ras, first of all, it's one second. You do it in the Euro, and after that, no more Saras. You can't cut Saras ever again.
So I'm not sure.
And number two, the Mila, all you're doing is permitting the Maisa. You're not permitting the Maisa by Sissus, by Kilayim.
Well, why are you saying I'm not permitting the Maisa? I don't know what you mean. What happened was the Sissus were wool,
and
the Begad was linen. That was what happened. You're right. If the Begad is shatnez, you're not allowed to do it.
Right.
As I said, Rabbi Kvager. It's only, let's say a guy says, all right, I'll already wear a Begad shatnez once I'm at it. Right. He says, awesome.
Yeah. But it continues. But what's also good because it continues.
It is continuous. But
it's a continuous Aseh Doich HaLasa.
Okay. It doesn't run out of gas.
That way by Neil Batsaras.
That's what I'm saying. It looks like.
Neil Batsaras doesn't work that way.
Because there's enough. So far. You're right. And here it's for an hour and a 2 hours. But there keeps on going up. I mean, this is the Gemara's example.
You know about
this. It relates to the same. But you see that it works. Sure. It works. Keeps on going. So now I want to tell you all, I thought of a good muscle. It's not really exactly the same as Reb Shmuel, but it's close. I thought of a muscle, and Baruch Hashem, I was zoiche, in there's a kuntris from Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, on Aseh Doich HaLoitzaseh, which he wrote in Tuf Reish Tzadi, which, how old would he have been then? I don't know. 1930. When was he nefter? Rav Chaim, 77?
Yeah.
So he was a younger man. Younger man. He wrote this kuntris. And he, Mamish wrote, he wrote the same kasha and teretz that I just heard from Rav Shmuel and gave the mussel. I want to give the mussel. There's a famous kasha from the Shar HaMelech. We have in the Gemara, in Yevamos Gemara Beis, the concept of Aseh Dechaleh Seh Ba'ibu. The Gemara wants to say, the Gemara Lamaisa says that, let's say she is a loisa say, she's an almona l'kohen gadol, whatever it is, mamzeres. So the Aseh of Yibum is Doiche, the lav of mamzeres. For the Shara Melech, the Rambam holds that loisik revu legal serva, krevel la'raisa is a lav deraisa. So Frechter Shmuel, the lav is there before the Aseh. Because Aseh is from Bia of Yibum. And the lav is Kreva, even before the Bia, the Kreva is a lav. So how is it going to be, how is the Aseh going to work business? Okay?
But that's the source of the Kach. I mean, that's, otherwise there would be no Yibum.
Okay. So, no Yibum.
But it says there's Yibum.
Not by Almona, not by Imam Zeres.
But the Torah says it by Ishazov, so there it's
okay, well, Ishazov, okay. That's right. See, there you've got your thing. It's also the Kach. Okay, what can I do? I thought it was Mothra anyways. I mean, Gamarno, okay, there you're right. But how could the Gemara by its own say? So Shar Melech said the only answer you could think of is the answer which we're going to have Mamash in the Turi Eben, that a Hashem Mitzvah could be Doich. That's the only answer you could think of. Zok the Beis Halevi, I don't hear Kakasha. He says, Kreva means it's Avera to be Miskarev to a Biaserva, to a Biasur. But if this be is going to get Asay Doich Aloysa Asay on it, so he's being miscarried, so being muteris, so then it evaporates the avir of the craven. Isn't that a good teret?
So then why is the in there ever an issue?
Well, because usually it doesn't evaporate. Here he's not saying it was doiche, he's saying that then it's mutter. He's saying it's mutter to be miscarried to a bias ase doiche leis thing. It's not the case which is the last.
But then in any of the cases...
It's a little stronger there, right?
But in any of the cases that the cash of Be'idne is asked, I'll see that.
Well, I'll give you a Be'idne case. The Gemara says a guy wants to grind up dirt in his home and then carry it over and cover up the blood for Kisei Adam. And he's got grinding it up on Yom Tov. So he tells him, you can't do that. It's not Be'idne. When you're grinding it up, you're not doing the mitzvah of Kisei Adam. So that's fair and square. You can't.
But when
I do
my Kisei Adam, it'll be Aseh Dechaleh.
But you did the Aveirah before you were covered, right? Like, in order, you did your Aveirah, and then later you want to pay up with an Aseh. You can't do that.
It's independent.
It's not the Aveirah. It's not the
Aseh. It's not
the Aseh. That's what we see here.
So, I mean, what did they bid? So, you're thinking that the. When you're digging up, you're involved in the mitzvah of Kisei Adam.
So that's still called the hechsher, right? Because you're not doing the kisui, you're doing like a hechsher. You're getting schar because you're being involved. But for Aseh Dechaleh Seh, we need the kisui, the actual mitzvah.
So the Shara Melech says that the hechsher is doicha.
Yeah.
So would that mean that exactly? Is that
okay? Okay, so then we're going to have Masha Turi Adam. He's going to say when, yeah, when.
No, with Rishlaim, so the Rebbe is saying that Rishlaim is in the Shara Melech, right?
Similar, from Shmuel, by the way.
So if Shmuel say the same teres to Tosis's Kasha, that's what you have to start out with. The Kasha is, how can you say, right? Why would you say, say the Pura Bu?
Right.
Yes. So the Re says no.
Right. No, he because says, lav.
Because our Harav is
the lav.
Yeah, but according to Shmuel's thinking, it's only our Harav to.
Oh, well, that's true. If you see that there, I don't think of Shmuel that way. Let's say a guy does Harav to a Bia, which will be mutter later.
Right.
He's not going to mutter because the Harav isn't Aveir. The Harah is already an Aveir on its own, even if later it gets mutter. You're right. Okay, so you have to know when you say, but for, you know, you don't say that always. That if later, but here you think that it's crazy too.
Harah is the same Meister as the Gemar Bia. It's the beginning and the end.
That's true. So okay, so that makes sense. So if the beginning is an Aveira, it's Aveira on its own strength. Crava is not. kreva is an aveira called its kreva to the bia, you know? So if the bia is mutter, no kreva.
Well, what do you draw the
line
between mitzvah
above aveira
and aser? I mean, why is
that a mitzvah above aver? Well, it's grave. When you don't say aser derech leisei, it may turn into a mitzvah above aver. If that aser is derech leisei, then it's not a mitzvah above aver. It's a mitzvah because it's derech the lot. But otherwise, it may turn into one. Yeah, in a chanami. That's okay. So that's one muscle. Then Reb Shmuel brings another muscle to what he's saying. He says, this is a shayla from the Minchas Chinuch and the Asman Darais. They both clear the same shayla. We know that there's a lav to wear kilayim, and there's a lav to put kilayim on someone else. Both, if I put kilayim on Shimon, then the malvish gets malchus. So you hear the shayla, to me it seems this is the easiest one. Excuse me? The loivish gets malchus and the malvish gets malchus.
If he did a
malchus. Yeah. If I guess it's still that right, yeah. Then the malvish all gets. Okay, so here I think you're going to all agree here. This is the easiest one of all. This is a muscle of Shmuel. First, I told you Shachai Shmulevitz is muscle from there. This is Shmuel's muscle. Zot in Chaschinuch, the guy says, "Can you pass me over my tzitzis? Put them on." Okay, so the tzitzis were kilayim. So he has, I'll say there's a lipstick, right? So then I put them on. So Zot in Chaschinuch, Mr. Malbish is like. He doesn't have a seder chalitzah. He didn't get any mitzvah. So he was malbish kilayim to Shimon. Then Michal Chinuch, I think, says maybe not. Why? He's mutter, so what do you mean I'm malbish? How can it be, right? So he said that's the same type of muscle, or Shmuel saying it's the same type of muscle. Sometimes when you're doicha one aveira, the other aveira disappears. I mean, every case is not the same, really. So he's saying, I know that's the easiest one. Then Reb Shmuel saying it for putting it on, and then you have the Shaar Melech by Kreva, right? Those are three mishalim of the same thing. That's one teretz that Reb Shmuel says on the kasha of the Turin. So he says, another teretz. Another parrot says, Azay. He goes back to the same thing again. He says, if the person just put it on, and then 1 second before it mamish got on him, he changed his mind. So then, Avada, we're going to say that he didn't get an Avera at all, because it's only putting on if it puts it on. Okay. So now he says, Azay, we say, if a guy does a lav at 9 o'clock, and he does the mitzvah at 9:05, so if it's not the idna, so the mitzvah cannot go retroactive. It can't, like, you can't bill the lav to the mitzvah 5 minutes later, and then it's going to... Oh. So he says, why is that so? Why can't I put it on credit? And I'll say, well, so you have the lav backwards. So he says, one shot would be, push it, because it doesn't work that way. You have to pay out that. You can't pay afterwards and do it backwards. Okay. So another shot is, and this shot is famous in the name of Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel in Shabbos Kuf Lamed Beis says that the reason is because the Torah says we're choishish that maybe he'll never end up doing the mitzvah. So even if he says I'm the das that I'm going to do it, but the das, but we have to be sure. He says, but let's say it's batuach that for sure. Unless it's like a klal already, it's like plug or something. I mean, that would be a chiddush nifla to say that, but the Yavid, I don't know, yeah. So he says like this. Let's say it's batuach. Bevade, 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 there's no way in the world that he for sure has to do the mitzvah somehow in 5 minutes. So you want to find it, okay. If you, according to that Rabbeinu Chananel, that says, and I believe the same as Rabbeinu Chananel, the same thing as in the Ritzvah. The Ritzvah is in Rosh Hashanah and Lamed Beis. Kuf Lamed Beis and Lamed Beis. Also says this thing, because chashin shema yishkach or something, we can't let him do. But if it's batuach, it's okay. Then you can go backwards. So you have to say, if you say that, so over here you have a guarantee. Why? Because the guy is putting on the kilayim. Okay. What could happen? So we say you're getting out of here already now, and you only get the mitzvah when it's on your shoulder. So the guy's going to say, so what are you worried? What could happen already? If I won't finish, and I'll get it off, right? Elamai, I'm going to finish, then I have the mitzvah anyway. So Mavela, even if I have Avera before, here's a case where there's no way you're guaranteed that he's going
to
have
the mitzvah. Really, if you want to make up cases, well, the tzitzis will rip off.
The tzitzis will rip off. Oh, the string will rip off. And it'll become puzzle. And then he'll finish up and he'll still put it on. I hear. So I guess he's saying that we don't. I hear.
Nice.
Yeah, I hear. Because I had the same kasha, you should know, a similar kasha to you, on the Beis HaLevi that I said before on the Kreva case. The Kreva, what was the thing? The guy is doing Asiduch Lissay on Yibum, right? So we're telling him, no, you have a problem because there's Kreva and Asay Lissay. It's safe because when he does the Asay, so it's a Mutter Dikambia, so the Kreva is no Aver. There's no Kreva. Okay. But we know that let's take on, there's Machlekes Rishayim. By the Asibum, do we need Adis? There's a Machlekes Rishayim. If you need Adim or you don't need Adim. Okay, maybe you have Adim, Yichid, Adim, Yibia, or whatever, but you might need Adim. So, how do I know? They might falsely. They might leave. They might die. They might be possible. What, I'm saying whatever, right? So you can't. How is the guy doing Kreva and he's saying there's no Averi? I guess that's not a fair one because
I don't have to assume something.
We assume because we don't really assume. Right? That's something else. That's easier.
With the lady
that came
up, the mitzvah already in transit. After the Bia, they said maybe the kid won't be born. Everybody's a kosher for that kind of casual.
Oh, which case was that again? Bye. What are you talking about?
He said that, Rabbi said over Baron Kohler on that ritual. He said, what if.
The mitzvah was already. Yeah, you already did the mitzvah first. And then there was going to be second, yeah. So then also Byron said that you could do it, right? So we gave a case, I forgot which case was it again? Yeah. Yeah, I remember. We mama said that thing, that there was something that could still happen, and we said, well, you're not patient for that thing. Yeah, I just don't remember the case. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, same type of thing.
We get the Kreva, what would be the din if he decided...
Not to be boiled at that.
Yeah.
Also right. Also he's going to be a...
Going to be a...
Yeah. Oh, maybe not. I hear because in other words, it's a kreva to a bia hamuteres, right? Yeah, it's still mutter because it's a kreva to a bia hamuteres. Right. So that was what I was asking. What?
That, but the image is chashta. I won't come to do it. But over here, even if I don't come to do it, it's still there's no iser.
Yeah. Right. You're right. That's right. That is right. Okay, that is how Rav Shmuel understood it, and I see Rav Chaim Shmulevitz, they both understood that that is simple pshat in the words of the Torah. That aver is when he's putting it on, and the mitzvah is when it's on. From Rav Reuven, I see he had a whole different, he understood the kash differently, totally. Why? Because I see his teretz, from there I see what he felt the kash. Rav Reuven says, it's not so shver. Because it's true that Tosfos said that the chiyuv tzitzis is later. Okay? So, mitzvah the chiyuv, okay, the chiyuv is later. But kiyumis, you know, chiyuv is in kiyumis, right? Kiyumis is right away. The tzitzis, Tosfos was masking that the kiyum of tzitzis is right away. The chiyuv is later, but the kiyum is right away. So the kiyum will be daich of the lot. That's the Teretz of Reuven says on the three of Kash. Now, what is he thinking here? If the lav is supposed to be when you're sticking it on before it's on, I mean, there are no kiyumis now. Right? There's no kiyumis because it's not on. He's not telling me that there's a kiyumis before the tzitzis are on.
He's talking about the tzitzis are on already, right?
He's talking that the tzitzis are on, right? So from him, I see he learned it all different. Because we were admiring that Reb Shmuel is a big chiddush. Reb Shmuel saying that the Tur Evin is making an aveir before it's on. I mean, that's not the fairish anywhere. That's how the Tur Evin is being bechadish. That the aveir is. Reb Ruben Loyola al Daitai, that the aveir of Kilayim starts before before the guy had Kelayim on his shoulder. So according to Reuven, everything's like a step later. For Reuven's learning the Kasha, that the Lav starts when he put it on. But the Asay is later than that, the Chiyah. Oh, so how much time later? So last time we were talking, that the time later is, because according to Taisvis, the way to do it, your mutter to put on your beggar without the strings, and to tie the strings on, that way. That's the way the mitzvah goes. I mean, they put it on before, but you're also allowed to do it that way if you want. You can put this. So Mimela, the chiyuv starts. Let's say you put the beggar on at 9. You only have to have your tzitzis on by 9:05 when you tie him on. So Mimela, the first 5 minutes, where's your chiyuv? Where is your chiyuv? Who's giving you a permit for 5 minutes of shatnez? More than you need. That's the way Reb Reuven understood the Turi Evans Kasha.
Because you're not doing the
mitzvah. I am. Oh, that's right where Reb Reuven answers. I hold that even though you're not mechuyev this much, you're not mechuyev as far as this person, the first 5 minutes, he could have been fine without them. He could have put on the linen, begged.
He has to be putting them on.
What?
He has to be putting them on.
Okay.
He has to be
Oisik and putting them on. So we should tell the guy, look, you have two ways, right? You can put on plain linen and start being Oisik and putting them on. And if so, you save yourself 5 minutes of shatnez, because till the knot gets knotted, you're free from shatnez. The shatnez starts when it's knotted. Before you have a kesher, there's no shatnez. So you have two options. You have a linen bag. Now, you don't put on strings for the looks, right? You're putting on for tzitzis. So you have two options. Either put on the linen baget. Now go ahead and tie on strings and finally get shatnez at 9:03 or however much time it takes to put on the knot. Or this guy says, no, I'd rather put on the strings before and start the shatnez a little earlier. So we tell him, but look, mitzad your chiyuvim as a mitzvah, you don't need to be such a reason magdin, right? You're fine with a 9:03 monster. So the first 3 minutes, what's the answer?
Question?
Yeah.
Let's say the man who has two wives, the Kohen dies, his two wives. Or I should say, the Kohen is the other. So one is a Grusha, and one is not, so he's only an Almona. Can he say, instead of being the Yavin, the Almona, I'll be the Yavin, the Grusha of Almona, because I'm doing that to the Echelot to say, at least on the first beat, it says the Echelot to say, but I could avoid it, because that Lechai frames the Shiloh that I'm saying with Reb Reuven.
Well, there is a shmuz about nafikayom about that case. In other words, if a guy has two choices of yibum, and one would be a doichaloise, can he take that one? I think what he says is it depends if you call it like two separate mitzvahs. So then you can't, like, as far as this one, I have to be doich. I can do other mitzvahs, that's like other mitzvahs. But here the pshat is what he's saying is, that the first 3 minutes, there's no chayva that I should have those strings on. But last week you asked a good time. L'chayra, what if a guy can tie strings on in a half a second? So he has 1/2 a second to tie them on. If he's mitzatzel, he's oyvim. So you tie it, this guy is the fastest string tie because they're up. The strings are on. So for a person who has strings on, by him, the L'chayra, the Chiyuv, is immediately, right? And since the Chiyuv is immediately, so the Turi Evan doesn't have a Kasha anymore. Because the Turi Evan is saying, the first 3 minutes are no Chiyuv. If I'm faster, he is, so I'm a fast person, because I got him on. So L'chayra wasn't it a Chiyuv. So I think the Turi Evan has to hold, like Rabbi Akiva. There's a Rabbi Akiva. There's a very important Rabbi Akiva. Excuse me?
They have to tie him on each time.
You mean that's what should come out with the Turi Evan's Kasha? That's for sure, right? That you should have to tie it on each time. You should be able to do it before. But there's a Rabbi Kiveger that talks about which talks about this child. He says, I don't understand the whole inyan of asei doy chaleis asei by tzitzis. He says, why should we be doy chaleis asei? Let's go, let's tell him that asei won't be chaleis. And then he just won't be allowed to wear that thing. The whole day, the whole sudden, the whole, he won't be just don't.
Because you have
psukim
that tell us
that. So Sadr Mikveg says, I only know of Asid Khalis say where the guy's gonna be over in Asay. He's gotta do Kisei Adam or something, or he has to do Mila, you know, the Tzaras or something. And the Lava saying, no, you have to be over.
You have a pasuk that says,
you mean there's a pasuk that says it. I guess what he means is, so like, how do you understand? Yeah, you're right. I mean, he can't be asking Lamais. He's just asking what's going on over here. He's saying, usually he understands that the idea is because the guy's going to be like over a mitzvah, so we don't want the guy not to give bris mila. We don't want a person not to do kisei adam. He's going to be over. So Mimela, we tell him, okay, we don't want to be over the mitzvah. But over here, what are we getting so worried about? If that say won't teich adalah, he won't be over anything. He'll have one shirt left to wear. He's not going to be over anything. That's where Mikveger's cash. Okay? So Rabbi Chanan says, I'll tell you the characters in a second. Where Rabbi Chanan says, L'chayr, what's so shver? What's where Mikveger's saying? Who says that his whole concept is right? Maybe the pshat is that it's kedai to let the guy do a mitzvah to get an aveira. I mean, that say will be doich of the law because it's
the aveira will get the mitzvah.
So he says, you see from Rabbi Kveger, and he doesn't think that that's pshat. You see, Rabbi Kveger, we only do it when the guy will be oiver. But if not, Rabbi Kveger holds it doesn't make sense. So the effort, Rabbi Kveger, the guy is going to be oiver. The answer is because he will. Why? Because you're going to tell him, this man has a tzaddis, right? You're going to tell this man, do not put on a tzitzis. That the tzaddis is linen, and tzitzis have to be wool. In those days, they have to be wool because of tzitzis. So you're going to tell him, no, we forbid you. It's also, you can't put on the tzitzis. What will he do now? Bring Rabbi Kveger, the Mordechai says, that you're allowed to put on the tzaddis without any tzitzis. Because if you're honest, that's the famous Mordechai. The person could say, I'm honest, I have no way of doing the mitzvah, so I'm honest, Rahman of Patrin.
But okay, just actually, let him just round
the corner. I mean,
okay, he doesn't even have to do that. You know the Mordechai's famous case. He said, the guy on Shabbos, he has a talis, and the tzitzis are puzzle. And he wants to wear the talis anyway. So Mordechai Mutter.
That's because he holds in the mitzvah to put him on.
Exactly.
Can't put him on the
chop. Right. So Rabbi Kveger's Medame, he said the same thing. If you're going to tell him that they can't play on the law, the Mordechai will apply there also. He's going to say, I want to push.
Isn't the Mordechai just saying that the Ikka Mitzvah is the putting on the tzitzis? Right? Putting the tzitzis in. And since you can't tie him because the Shabbos,
right.
So therefore, there's the only mitzvah you can't do.
Yeah, so Rabbi Kveger is saying, and also if the mitzvah is to put on the tzitzis, and it's a kilai,
you know, the same thing. It's a kilai with men.
That, right.
What about Rabbi Sotvor? Why can't we just say, don't put it on? Don't wear it.
So Rabbi Kveger says, because he is allowed to wear it. You can't tell him that because it's not true. He's allowed to wear it. He's allowed to go home and say, if the rabbi tells him you're not allowed to put on the strings, he can say, good, I'm putting it on there. No strings. That is the halacha lemaisa from the Mordechai.
So
the Mordechai says in other cases, this happened to me Mamash Shabbos ago. He said, the Mordechai says, do you, what do you think the din is if a guy has a house and on Shabbos his mezuzah is pulled out? Should he move out? In fact, the Mordechai, does he have to move out? So you know, I'm honest. I can't put on my mezuzah. I cannot put on my mezuzah. So I'm honest.
You'll have to put yourself in a situation of...
So bad it happens to be, you see, here's with the Mordechai, that you're allowed to put yourself in a situation of ayins. Now, Achorim bring this kasha. Other places it seems to say you're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of ayins. I don't remember. I know that.
You can talk about Mila, that if I don't have hot water. Well, she
brings him up to check.
Can I do the Brit, and then I have to eat water.
What's the end of Rabbi Kivager?
Oh, so it's like Rabbi Kivager. No, that is the end of Rabbi Kivager. So Rabbi Kivager, that's the answer to my kasha. Yeah, and what I want to use it for.
No,
Rabbi Kivager himself started off with the kasha. He said, what's the whole idea of a tzedekalitz by tzitzit? You're not going to be over any mitzvah. You just have one shirt left to wear. So Rabbi Kivager, I won't have a shirt left to wear. I'll be over the mitzvah. I'm going to, if you won't, good. But that for sure is daikala. That's called oiver. We don't mean oiver bad guy. Every time, every case, that's okay with Rabbi Kivager. Every yasid b'chalos thing. The guy has a mitzvah of kisei adam, right?
And he can't do
his oinus, but that's okay. As long as lamaisa I'm being oiver boinus, then it's good. Then it's yasid b'chalos. So Mimela, probably the Tzuri Eben holds like Rabbi Kivager also. So Tzuri Eben is saying, look, the guy, if you tell the guy for the first 3 minutes, don't put on the strings. Right? Don't put it on. Put it on afterwards. He won't be over anything. He's not going to be over anything because what will happen, he'll put it on and we're going to say, now you got to put on the strings. And he's going to do it. And he won't be over anything. So Rabbi, that's the Tzuri Eben's kasha. How could we let him do it 3 minutes earlier? So the guy's going to say, yeah, but then I'm the fastest one. And I'm chayav right away. But you being chayav, right, by every sense, if you're chayav, Rabbi Kivager is not happy. You can't just doich it because you're chayav. You have to be oiver. In order for the Siddur Leisa, you have to be oiver. So you won't be oiver if you tell him he has to put him on afterwards. There's no being over, you know, you're mekayim everything l'chatchila if you put the strings on after you put on the baggage. So where's the heter for the first 3 minutes? That's the way Rav Reuven is learning the Tzuri Eben's kasha. Where is that for the first 3 minutes? So that Rav Reuven says, you're right. I want to argue for Rabbi Kivager, even if you're not mechuyev, even if you're not going to be over. But l'mayis it's tzitzara, the tzitzara, that's good enough. That's the place already the line. That's the two ways to learn the case of the two, okay. Now I'll go a little further in the Tzuri Eben. V'loy dom. We have over here on the second column, top piece. I skipped. Val Karkoch. Now comes the Tzuri Eben's own teretz. But he wants to answer the kasha also. I the lav is there before the asking. Val Karkoch, tzarech loymar. What do we, Val Karkoch, have to say? Kiven the efsher lemitzvah asay the tzitzis lekayim. Since you can never do the mitzvah of tzitzis el al yidei ituf hakodum only with the first thing. Let's say if you go like Rav Shmuel, you have to put it on to get it on. So every time, true, the mitzvah actually is really when it's on, but you can't, every time you get it on, first you have to put it on. So memela, you need the kodum. So zeu hechsher mitzvah soy. So that's a hechsher. Bahavali shaper be'idun, the kamakar alam karm lasei. That's also called be'idun, the nish'as ha'ituf. Because while you're putting it on, the eiver b'lav the kilayim, the karm lasei the tzitzis. That is called the asei orei. The whole ituf aschalta the mitzvah to say the tzitzis, because even the putting on is the aschalta of the mitzvah. The chivan dey mokam the mitzvah asay zu loylam. Every time you never have the asay without this beginning thing built the ituf hakodum, unless you do the putting on. The ituf atzmo aschalta the mitzvah asay zu, and the ituf itself is the beginning of the mitzvah. A mitzvah atzmo yichashay. So that's the cloud that whatever one always does to get for a hechsher, that's already part of the mitzvah.
It's not really true that you always need an ituf. Somebody else can put it on.
Okay, I guess you need to put it on. You've got to have an ituf. Maybe I don't have to do the ituf.
Yeah.
So he did the ituf, right? But in other words, you always end up with an ituf.
When you see that cloth in the right.
Right. Later he's going to say, if you don't always have it, it's different. But if every time you do the mitzvah, you always have this thing first, then that's part of it. Okay, now over here, I just want to be familiar that I didn't know how to figure this out, only like Reb Shmuel's way. According to Reb Reuven, that the Tur Evin was talking about the first 3 minutes of until the strings are tied, you could have it that the guy puts the strings on afterwards.
Four.
Why is he saying you always have it? I didn't know how to answer that. According to Reuven, the Tur Evin's answer doesn't work. Maybe the kasha, but not there. I don't know how to answer that. Okay, so l'chayyeh, that's a right Reb Shmuel. I don't know what to say. Now zok the Tur Evin has v'loy dami liktzis beheres l'tzorech avoido the perk yud tes the Shabbos. The Gemara says, can a guy cut off tzoras? The din is if a guy has tzoras, he can't be oyu because like a mum. It's not talking about tzoras that's tummy. Tahar tzoras. Well, the white spot, it didn't look good. Boyak, as the Gemara calls it, right? So he wants to cut it off on Shabbos and then do avoda and say, I say, deicha leisase. So we say, you can't. Because it's not the idna. Because you're doing the law first and that's the afterwards. Or another case, which the Gemara uses, the liktisha of the yomtiv. He wants to grind up the dirt on Yom The Tzorich Mitzvah Tasei shall kise, because then he's going to do kise adam, the pair kam the bay. And the Gemara says it's not at the same time. The person will say it's a hechsher. The person will say, but this is how I'm beginning. I need to do this first, so it's a hechsher, so let me be doiche. The shiny hosa. It's much different over there. The hechsher Mitzvah Tasei da avoidal is kayin. Most people can do avoidal, bilti kitzitas beheres. Without cutting off a beheres, mekoyin shein boi beheres. If let's say he's a regular kohen without a beheres, vechei mitzvah tasei the kisui, also covering the dam. After liskayim the kasisha, you can do it without grinding up any dirt. How be'efer tichuch you find crumbly dirt in the ground that's already naturally already tichuch.
Oy be'efer mak. What did you do before? Who knows it? Why did you say that? Because it's not berchi to do it, but. Oh, I need to, but there's no choice. You could have got the offer for every answer. You could have done the same. It's not like it has to be done then. That's what Shani also.
Oh, you mean you could do it? You see that you see that he holds that if you have to do it any time, that's good enough, right? That's what it seems because the same thing. Let's say by Kilai Mitzitzis, right? You don't always have to do Kilai, and you can do...
You always have to do Nitzitzis. You always have
to do Nitzitzis.
That's what makes it part of it. You don't have to always do Katisha and Yantas.
You don't always have to wear a wool bag.
You could wear a wool bag, let's say, right? But it's good enough if you have to do the Ituf. You know what I mean? You have to do the thing, so that's called Aschalta. It doesn't matter what Mutar or Aser, as long as you have to do that Ituf. That's what you see over here. Okay, so he says, so here, ein aksisa ve'aktisha hechsher mitzvasa, that would not be called a hechsher. Afagavdir b'mikre, even if you happen to have the mikre by you, that you have a beheres, or you have a, what was the other thing, you have the dirt that you have to grind up, the hechsher b'lav hachi, that this man particular can't do without it, ein zemin ha-mitzvah, then it doesn't count as part of the mitzvah. V'chida omar, similar concept, you have the perakam v'zemakis, kivin di motzacharush, ein echayresh, since a guy wants to plow to plant oimer. So is it a mitzvah, charisha de mitzvah? When we call him a charisha de mitzvah, he's plowing for the oimer. So Gemara says, that's not a mitzvah. If you would have found plowed ground, he wouldn't be doing this. So lav mitzvah. I'm stuck and I didn't find plowed ground. So why don't we say for me it's a mitzvah? Well, you see, that's not called a mitzvah because it's not mamish integral. You don't have to have it happen. Now this person, even if he particularly didn't find chorsh, he's being chorsh of tzeichah, but lav mitzvah he. V'achinam, he's sitting here, all the ketiz and bevzah ketiz and dechiz, so you can't come to. Fine. V'chiluk zen yirli, the mukhach hula dibre ri. This is the only chiluk, according to that ri, with the, that the ituf, the aveir of kilayim. Before, you need to say this chiluk, in order to answer the kasha of the kilayim.
And the ri, or the ri?
I think that was the ri, right?
That was the original ri by Shifra.
Well, he's the Shveri. Right? I'd say that's the one he's acting against the Ri. This was also, I thought that the second thing was there. No, one second, maybe I'm wrong. No, you're right. There he just calls Tirtsu. He doesn't say it's the Ri. So I guess, so he means it's mukhach to answer the re. It's mukhach to answer the re's kasha. I hear. Okay, good. Oh, the nearly, he says, I have another raya. So I'll be right. This is the famous raya from the famous Piskei Tosfos. In Perek Yud Alf Zvachim. In Perek Yud Alf Zvachim. The Moichiach Rovo, the Ein, Asei, Doicha, Loisa, Sei, Shabba Mikdosh. Rovo wants to say a rule that an Asei, even though Asei is usually a lav, right? But a lav of Kodshin, of Mikdosh, is stronger, is Alima, and Asei cannot be Doicha, a lav of Mikdosh. Midichsi, Ve'etem, Loisish, Broboi, Be'Pesach, Sheini. The Pasuk says, Be'Pesach, Sheini. Don't break the etzem. Chain Talmud Loimar. It's an extra pasuk. We don't need it. Shekvar Nemar Kachol Kasa Pesach Yasu Oisoi. The pasuk already says that all the dinim, like the first Pesach, apply by the second Pesach. So why? That's a koilal everything. So why does it have to say it again? Elo L'Rabbis Etzem Sheyesh Moy Moyach. It's Marbe. Even let's say you have an etzem which has Basar of Moyach inside the etzem, and he wants to break the etzem, the lap. The kind they say of eating moyach, do not allow. In fact, Rava, they are my wise attackers. Yavo yasei divochal abasser. The yidche loisus and dishvias etzev. And was a Rava shmamino. They not say dech loisus shabamik. Does must be that here we see the Indian. They not say cannot be dech alav of kodesh. The hik shua toisvis. In fact, toisvis the kash over there. Hey, chosi ho esei vedochi aloisase. How can I say of eating? Doicha the lav of breaking. When he's doing the lav, it's before the asei. Veloi tirtzuklu. So he has no terrors over there. Ulamai de pirashti. But according to what I said, osi shapir. It's mushif. Why? There is no way in the world ever to eat the meat inside the bone. You always need to break a bone to get out the marrow. So the shvir is called the heksher because it's done every time. So therefore it's called the gufa mitzvah. In other words, even though other meat is not in a bone, that doesn't bother me. As long as some meat is always in a bone, so b'meila, there's always going to be meat that needs a hechsher. That's also good enough. Ro'isi b'piskei ha'tosfos, kosuv sham. And in the piskei ha'tosfos, it says it there, as follows. Im I efshar l'kayim ha'seh b'inin acher, if it is impossible to be m'kayim ha'seh in any other way, lo'i b'inam b'inam d'ot k'makar la m'kayim ha'seh, then you don't need it to be at the same time. Nir shekindu l'shmash ha'kosavti. Seems that they are saying my parents. A materis a toisus who in his probably was supposed to be printed in the toisus. Must be the cipher and didn't write it in. Well, because what he means is, Tiske toisus doesn't say chidushin. Tiske toisus summarizes all the things in the toisus. So what happened over here? So you think it must be that it used to be in the toisus, and it got somehow dropped out, and luckily the Tiske toisus still chopped it in, but it was really in the dice. That's what he's saying. Okay, so this is his parents for the case over there. So now on this Gemara, though, I want to say over that there's a real famous Neid of Yehuda. Real famous Neid of Yehuda. I try to remember, he says like this. He says that the Shagas Aryeh speaks about the same Inyan in Shagas Aryeh. The same thing with the Tzitzis and the Shatnes and everything. And over there he says Tzorichin. He has no parents. And so he doesn't say the terms of extra mitzvah over there. So Dr. Rabbi Yehuda over Talmidei Chachamim called Zman Shemazkinim Daitan Mitzvah Saleim, and later on in life he wrote a Sefer Turei Evin, and I see then he became a bigger da, and he got a teretz of extra mitzvah. That's what the Rabbi Yehuda wrote in Turei Evin. So then he says, but Lamaisa, I want to say something about the Gemara, about the breaking the etzem. He says, because if you look over there in the Gemara brings a double raya from two places that an asei is not able to doiche a kodshin lav. One is this one. Because we see that the asei of breaking the bone is not, in the lav of, I mean the lav, the asei of eating the carbon is not Tzoricha the lav of Kodshim of breaking the bones. That's one raya. Then Gemara has a second raya. Second raya is because there's a pasuk, the Gemara Dashan Yikdosh, that if you had a piece of carbon, and in the carbon got nivla some noiser, because you spilled roitav, you know, you spilled some noiser on the carbon. Shtei yus kamoya in pesula pipasol, you're not allowed to eat the carbon anymore. The piece of kosher you're not allowed to eat because of the noiser. In fact, you borrow why lema osiasei v'doyfi loisasei. Since I have a mitzvah to eat the good carbon, it should be doicha the lav of eating the bad carbon.
Is there nasi
and loisasei? What's that?
Is there nasi and
loisasei? Oh, so one second, you're mecha. So the Gemara says, the first answer Rava said, arrive from here, I'll say cannot be doicha lav of kachin. Same type of breath. Zot gervashi to eat. I may have made it a wrong thing. It wasn't Mamish Noiser, it was some other psula. I forget what it was. Something, well, maybe it was the Oitrei or something, whatever the lav was. So Rav Ashi says, it's not true. It's a Loisei V'Asei. And he brings an Asei, he says, the answer for the case of the Noiser or whatever it was, the answer is something else, not because of the Mikdosh, the answer is because it's a Loisei V'Asei. Okay? I think he said that essay itself, the word yikdash, I think that's what he said. Yikdash asehu. Being that the Torah wrote this word yikdash about this case, mixed an asay out of the word yikdash itself. Because it says in that word yikdash, liyeh is kamoya, in pesula tipasol, and from this, I think that's the lashon Rav Ashi, of our yikdash asehu. Ve'ein asay, doich aloy say ve'asay. Leave that to Rashi. Then he brings the second one with the Shvius Esther. Rav Ashi Omar, Yikdash Asehu, Vein Asei Duich Aloy Sevasein. It just says Psula. If it was Psula, it doesn't say which Psula it was. It just says Psula. Does Rashi say what it was? Rashi doesn't say either what it was. It says Psula. That's what Rav Ashi is Mechach. That there's an Asei of Yikdash by Psula. Okay. Frek, the Neid of Yehuda, he doesn't say it on his own name. I think he says the Mishal Malach already asked this question, many others. Says, Rav Ashi, what are you trying to gain, though? Lamaisa Rava had two rhymes. Right? And one is from the Shvi of Etzem, and the other one was from the Nois, from or whatever it was, the Psula that dripped into the, right? So, fine, you squeezed out of one rhyme. But Lamaisarov is still right because of the other rhyme. So, like, where are you headed? So he says, the Mishnah Malach says, he said it's nowhere. He's just saying that this is not a good rhyme.
Then you can give it to the character.
That's right. That's what he says. He says, I think it's a big. Right, he says, Mistama Ravashi is trying to go somewhere. So, okay. So he says, he holds that the Rav Ashi and Rava were arguing about the Piskei Tosfos. That's what he wants to say. Meaning, Rava said that we should do Asei Deich Alois Asei by the Etzem. Right? That was the other case was the Etzem. So, it's not being, huh? No, but Rava's saying, since there's no other Etzem, that's called a Hechsher like that, is Deich Alois. Rav Ashi never heard that child. That's what he wants to say. Rav Ashi held that it's not being. So the male of that shot. So by Etzev Loitish Bruvoi, Rav Ashi says we're not getting to the first base because it's not the Idn. Rava held the Wazara, where Rav Ashi didn't hold the Wazara at all. And by the other one, so Rava said it's a Raya. Yeah. Okay, that's the Neid of Yehuda Shtickle Tayyar. So it's just Kedai to know, there's a Neid of Yehuda wants to say that the aside of Piskei Tosfos is Machalik Asam Levarai. Okay, that's
I don't understand Rava because if I say it's etzmal and tish burvoi, that means the person don't eat that meat.
So Rabba is saying it's empty bone. Rabba was asking, let's say etzmal and tish burvoi is by an empty bone. The Gemara says some bones have meat, some bones don't. So let's go that when the bone is empty, it's loisi shpruvai, and when there's meat, we do asay the chalisi. So that's Rova's kasha. That's so Elamai. You must keep us the anus is the position. Okay, let's do one more paragraph. Okay, one more paragraph. Through this, he wants to make a limud chus for the Rambam. Shekasa to say hilchos kilayim. The Rambam says in the name of hilchos kilayim. Koyin shalavash avnit shel bigdei kahuna sheuk shel kilayim. What if a koyin puts on an avnit of kilayim? Loike mishum loivish kilayim. He gets malchus for wearing kilayim. V'ha d'shari b'shas avoida. And this, that it's mutter for a koyin to wear the belt b'shas avoida. In other words, because the first case the koyin put on stamazay, not b'shas avoida. But that's malchus. But why is it mutter when it is shas avoida? And the time, but the reason is the asi asay da avoida v'dochim lo yisad di kilayim. The asay of avoida is doiche the love of kilayim. Frek v'triv amai. Habi even the miyakir lav the kilayim dan b'shas levisha so avne adai lo mikayim leesay da avoida ad shosh and yavoid. The lav is before and that is when he actually does the avoida. You're right. I guess he means that the Rambam should have said the answer is mitzvah b'kach instead of writing that the answer was a seder chaloyse. In other words, the Rambam is making it sound, yeah, it's a seder chaloyse. It's got to be, yeah. So, zokter to heaven, might be ashtini chakiv and the yashaloyil of the kind to say davar to build to levishas kilayim the avni. He's going to always have to do that before, every time he does avodah. And chusar begon jashimish mechal avodah. If he won't have begon, he's mechal of the whole avodah. He does not reach back when he's mocht. Therefore, halavisha nami aschal to davodah hi. Dachi mitzvah say hoyal v'lo sagi b'lavachi. Vechivin shekein. Once we see this yisoy, that's the answer to the, that's against the ritu. Achinam, kivin di gmar bia shabal mekayim mitzvah sasei di pru rabu iyesh l'abilti harod the kanim lach. So gami chashuva min mitzvah. Given the lasagi lo avachi zeu chaefshu mitzvasei, that's the answer. Vim king kasha the riyadri all he did hold their both riyad. They were both riyad. He didn't write his name riyad there, but he meant riyad. So on this case of the big dekun, I just want to tell you a very pushed answer from many achrein. There are chlanei writes it in Yevamis, and the Imre Bark writes it over here. They say that wasn't the mitzvah. The Rambam is the Shagatari thinks that say of the avoda is being doiche the lav of shatnes. The Rambam in mitzvah lamed gimel exactly. The Rambam has a special assay to put on the big day kahuna. So Mimela, of course it's Beidna. And not only that, but he has a diak. He says in the Lashon HaRambam, you look in the Rambam over there on Lamed Gimel, the Rambam writes that he writes over there also Tasei Dechaleis, okay? And he says, because this is a mitzvah assay similar to like wearing tzitzis. So L'chayr, he means like wearing. Big day kahuna is like an assay, like wearing tzitzis. So you see that he didn't mean that mitzvah of avoda. Why is that like tzitzis? I mean,
no, it seems
that
you may have a gears to say that, but you have to look at the Rambam is quoting.
Okay, well, I'll look right now. Karekid al halach alam and bay. He probably put it in. He probably put it in because he was thinking that's the assay. Let's see. Okay.
Wouldn't it be
alright
from like a Kohen Gadol was being like a Shlomo and Gadol? If he's putting like Shabbos to Godin before he has the last segment on, he has him in the kind of mitzvah.
Well, usually we say if it's part of, but here we are, Perik Yedal. If it's like part of the mitzvah, what does he say? Perik Yedal, mine says, no? There is no Perik Yedal. Must Perik Yedal. Kehanim shalav shu bigde kahuna. Shaloi bishas avoida afil v'mikdash loikim mipnei ma'av nechu kilayim. V'loi hutru boi ela bishas avoida. Shehimitz is a say ketitzis. It doesn't say what that say is. Just a shehimitz is a ketitzis. Bishas avoida, right? Only if you're going to the avoida. Because it's a mitzvah say ketitzis. So he says it means
yeah,
that.
I'm very close to what the Shagatai is saying, though.
Bishas avoida. But he's saying right. At the time of the avoida.
You can understand why again.
Yeah, okay. You can understand why he thought that way. Sure. And I also saw brought out that the Brisk Rav says azoy. that the Ravid right over here argues, and the Ravid says Tov is that Shariyam Rabbi Yuma Perik Bal Loi Koyin Gadol. It says in Yuma Perik Bal Koyin Gadol, but Mikdash Afilu Shaloi Bishalvei. If he's in the Beit Hamikdash, the Koyin can wear Kilayim all day. Afilu Shaloi Bishalvei. Excuse me. There is such a. The Gemara does say that there. So this girl, though, there's a question if that Gemara is referring to the Shatnez or to the Hano from Meila because of the Big Day Kuhuna Azumi. So this girl says, "Bamai pligi haram v'maharai." So he wants to answer the same idea. They both mean that that say of wearing Big Day Kuhuna is doicha v'lach. The question is, am the say of wearing Big Day Kuhuna? Shitas haram is you only have an say of wearing Big Day Kuhuna l'tzorich la'aloi. So the male, if you just don't wear the begotten for nothing, where's your assay? The Ravid is goofa arguing that any time a coin puts on Big Day Kahuna in the mikdash, automatically that alone is an assay. So that's the homach. Okay, guys, step over here. Okay, good. Shmati and Yon. These are good. Shmati and Yon.
Yeah.
Which thing?
I said it was a riot.